This story came to us from Inside Energy. That's a public media collaboration focused on America's energy issues. But we wanted to dig into the issue a bit more. We were wondering if this is just part of a cycle or the new normal. So we thought this was a good time to call up T. Boone Pickens. He's the chairman of energy hedge fund BP Capital. And not to put too fine a point on it, he is the well-known billionaire oil investor. He joined us from his office in Dallas. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Sure, Michelle.
I wanted to ask you, recently you made headlines for declaring at a dinner that the industry is dead in the water. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. Since 1980, five times the price of oil has dropped more than in half. Four of the times the Saudis stabilized the price, it was all by oversupply of oil. So now fast forward, this is the fifth time. Oil price was $100 a barrel and dropped to $26. And the Saudis made it very clear they would not be the swing producer. It's up to the United States. Why? We are the ones that oversupplied the market. The Saudis said they would not cut. They didn't. The Russians never cut. So it was up to us. And now we went from 1,609 rigs, November 2014, I said you will cut 1,000 rigs off of it real fast. Today it's down to 342 rigs.
But I'm wondering though, as you're saying, when you say that the industry is dead in the water, you mean permanently or you mean as part of a cycle?
Cycle. Okay. It'll cycle back up again. So what's going to happen? But right now we're dead in the water. We've lost probably 200,000 people. Not easy to replace. Those people have to have jobs. And so when we start back up again, don't have the idea that we can take it back up.
Is there anything about this downturn that is different that you would wish to highlight or not?
Well, the downturn this time, the United States is a swing producer instead of the Saudis. They didn't cut. We're the ones that had to cut. And we cut because we couldn't make any money, all for good economic reason. But the cut, who is it that's hurt by it? The oil and gas industry in the United States. Don't worry about them. Nobody worries about oil and gas industry. Who did it help? It helped the rest of the world. It was like a huge tax break or something for the rest of the world. It was great for the consumer. You, Michelle, you're not an oil producer. You like the drop in gasoline prices.
I confess that
I
do.
Is it anything to feel guilty about? Absolutely not.
You talked a little bit about the geopolitics here just for a minute. I mean, obviously, OPEC has been a concern, a national security concern for many, many years of Americans. You've written and talked about how to make OPEC less relevant by saying we need to embrace alternative energies from natural gas to wind turbines, solar, liquefied fuels like the kind produced by your company, Clean Energy Fuels Corp, which builds and runs liquefied natural gas fueling stations. I have to ask, if you had been a promoter of these technologies earlier, would the U.S. be in a different place than we are today?
No. Something I want to say before we go too far. I had to be amused at Hillary Clinton on March 16th when she said, we are going to cut out coal because it's dirty, and we're going to cut out all fossil fuels. Listen, 94 million barrels a day is what the world produces, and 70% of that goes to transportation fuel. Okay, Hillary, tell me, how do you replace that 70%? Wind and solar, beautiful resources, and America has plenty of both, but neither one of them are transportation fuels. I mean, do they help? Of course they help, and they should be developed. I am an environmentalist. I'm also a realist, and the realist is we use one unbelievable amount of energy in the world. 94 million barrels a day, you can't cut that out. It's impossible.
I wanted to ask you a little bit more about politics since you went there. You have said that Donald Trump is the best candidate for the energy industry, but you also said that he doesn't seem all that electable. That was a couple of weeks ago. Now that he's the de facto Republican nominee, do you have any other thoughts about him?
Sure, he's going to win. That's what's going to happen. Because America is, they want to change. They don't know for sure what Trump will change. They believe that he will change something. And I do too.
Are you going to vote for him?
Oh, sure, I'm going to vote for him.
Why do you think there are such wildly varying views about him on the right? Let's just take Democrats and liberals out of the equation. Let's just talk about conservatives.
Michelle, they cannot believe it. They cannot believe it isn't working like it has always in the past. Somebody wants change, and it happens to be a businessman that stepped up. When he first showed up, I said, you know, I know Donald. I've known him for years, and he isn't going to be a factor. He was a factor. Every time he said something that wasn't very good, he actually went up in the polls, and we couldn't believe that, all of us. Listen, he got the nomination the way you get the nomination. The people gave him the nomination.
Republicans
he didn't get it
gave
by accident. He didn't find the nomination.
But Republicans gave him the nomination. So you feel that he's going to win in November?
The people gave him the nomination.
Republican people.
No, yeah. The people did. He picked up a lot of people that are not Republicans.
Okay. So we're going to talk on November 10th, right? And you're going to tell me whatever happens, we're going to talk again. And you're going to tell me what you think about whatever the result is.
I'll be more than happy to. You think, I like to talk to you. You let me talk.
Well, that's my job. I listen. That's really my job.
It's not like talking to Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, I would hope not.
Bill wants to talk too. So.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Sure.
T. Boone Pickens chairs the hedge fund BP Capital Management. We reached him at his office in Dallas.